The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning from the Easy Ways Radio Boomers Live family. And Retha's busy with her working on her shows. We're going to have Frank Hillering in with us today. Frank, the world-renowned traveler. Right, Frank?
Good morning, Jim. How are you? How are you? Seven days away from Christmas, right?
You just took the words right out of my mouth. 7 days left till Christmas, and are you ready? Have you done your shopping? Have you finished all that Christmas shopping, Frank? I had boxes left over from last year I was going to use for this year, but I couldn't find them. So I'll figure out something. But have we got our gifts put together? Have we found something to give Jesus for this Christmas? You know, don't forget,
guys.
Well,
I certainly hope so, you know, because he's the one that really is the subject matter of the event and the holiday, don't you think?
That's right. And if you find anybody in need and give them a gift, it's giving Jesus a gift. So we're moving along. We got a couple birthdays, Frank. Let's see. We got Brad Pitt turned 54 today. Katie Holmes, Christina Aguilera, Steven Spielberg, and that guy from Goodfellas, Ray Liotta, and Steve Austin. Well, that's a couple. I mean, there's a lot more birthdays than that, but that will get us started. But we got to move along here. We got Retha's report and Jim's hot topics. So let's move into that now.
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
So today we're going to start off with we're going to do Retha's tech time, and I've had a couple requests to go over some of the app situation again.
Smartphone, so, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet,
that's
iPad.
Right.
That's right. It's tech time.
Tech time. And I try to keep up with Retha's tech stuff. She's really into tech stuff. I'm learning. But apps are the way to go. You know, they're not that difficult to download, and they help you get connected with a variety of platforms. Okay. I had a couple of requests, like I said, to kind of review some of this positive app stuff. So, I mean, there's so many, but I put together, well, here's nine that basically, like I said, supercharge and bring in a little bit of positive there. The goodnewsnetwork.org, I found a couple of these cool apps that may change your mindset. So this is a recap upon request. So here they are again, folks. Number one is The Secret to Money. I mentioned this. It's an app to shift your mindset regarding finances and so on. So like I said, that makes sense. And then you got Law of Attraction, Toolbox, LOA, Manifest. And then number three, the Insight Timer meditation app. See, there's so many apps in so many fields. I mean, you got an app for everything. You got the Day One Journal app. Okay, it's basically a journaling app. And quotes, daily quotes of the day. I like that. I used to have a book, and it would tell you different quotes, and it's just interesting. You know, you're in a conversation, come up with cool quotes, a couple of cool quotes.
Right. You know, Jim, it's not all just about education with these apps. I mean, the business principles, you know, behind this, so being able to have your business up on people's phones, that's huge, man. Because that's where people live today. They spend most of their time on their phone. You need to be where your customer is, right?
That's right. And we're going to move into commercial time. I believe it's just about commercial time.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit easywaybroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
And that's the name of that tune, Frank. Now, I don't know if I should go into, if I have a little time here to touch on some of the things, Frank, that you're about the train crash. An Amtrak, 78 passengers and 5 crew members on a derailed Amtrak train up around Seattle, Washington, went off the track down over a bridge, and really bad. It just came on the news now. Just popped on.
God, I remember the one in New York, Jim, and that was bad. What's going on with this one?
Well, basically it says Amtrak, 78 passengers and 5 crew members on a derailed Amtrak train taken to the hospital. And the train basically went over a bridge down into an embankment, and it's a mess. And there's not really much news other than that. It just happened not too long ago. They don't mention any fatalities or anything, but, you know.
It all gets back to our infrastructure, Jim. We need to put some money towards rail and bridges and, you know, infrastructure in the country, highways, things like that.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, these trains are going faster, Frank. I don't know what the deal is, but, you know, when you're talking about these super fast trains, it's unbelievable. But we have an interesting, very interesting guest on today, and I hope he's patched in with us here. He's an investor, an entrepreneur, a family man. And, again, it's a situation where I'm not going to go into all his accomplishments. He was a young man when he made his first, I'm not going to mention the amounts, he can mention that, but a very successful individual and somebody that's very interesting to get. So I've talked with him in length, and as far as business and so on, very, very interesting. Adrian Katke. Adrian, you on with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Jim.
There he is. Adrian, Frank Hillering, Frank, Adrian Katke. And,
how you
morning,
doing,
Frank.
Adrian? Great to have you on the show, man.
Yeah,
yep.
Thank you.
And Frank's also a traveling guy. He travels all over the world with business. And Adrian is, like I said, Adrian, I don't want to mention figures, but you have some pretty impressive figures. You've got a lot of accomplishments. What puts you on that track of investments and real estate and so on and so forth? Was it a family thing? Did you pick it up from your parents, or did you just like that road?
I got kind of lucky in early 2000. I was selling copiers, and I walked into a real estate office because they're your kind of prime target, and sold the owner a copier, and he sold me a job. And I started doing investment real estate and built out an infrastructure across Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, North Carolina, where invest California guys who owned investment properties in California. They were getting out because of all the appreciation at the time, and they were looking for other markets that were behind California that were still going to see high amounts of appreciation after, not after 2005, but in early 2000. And so what we would do is 1031 exchange them from, say, they sell $1 million investment property in California. We would 1031 exchange them leveraged at about 10 to 20% into $5 to $10 million worth of investment real estate across the country and supply them with all of the infrastructure they need to be a property owner in those different, markets, with property management or, you know, maintenance issues, stuff like that. We set up the entire infrastructure so they could hold, you know, me accountable or just our local office accountable. The thing about investing across the country is you don't have a lot of leverage unless you have a lot of properties with the property management to keep your property property rented. But if you're able to walk into your property manager's office in California or the office that controls that property management, then you can hold somebody accountable if your property is not getting rented, or if it needs, you know, the appliances need to be swapped out quickly, or, you know, just the little things that happen when you're owning a property, you know, the tenants, the toilets, and the taxes.
Yeah. And when you have, you know, some people like to control their own properties. I basically, I wanted property management in other states. It's a lot simpler, don't you think? I mean, do they have somebody handle all that stuff?
Yeah, it's almost a passive investment. I mean, anytime you own real estate, I guess it's not 100% passive, but it's almost a passive investment because we were identifying the properties. I remember in Austin, Texas, they have an MLS map that breaks it down into like sections. And so we would look for any 2 to 4 unit that popped up, or brand new single family that popped up in like section 12 or 24 or 18, and kind of discard the rest. And so I knew like what the inventory in Austin was on a daily basis. Anytime something new would pop up, I could flip it out to my investors or try to put together a package, you know, kind of diversifying them in different markets so that if one market wasn't feeling the same appreciation or having some rental troubles, or like after Katrina, there was a lot of people were moved over to Houston, and Houston picked up their rents for 18 months paying Section 8, like $300 to $400 a unit over a typical 500, you know, it was renting for 500, they were paying 8. So you thought, wow, what a good, what a great deal. But the crime ratio,
you know, Adrian,
and stuff like that. So
Adrian, you know, in a perfect world, right, you know, in the real estate realm, I'm sure we have a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people that have flipped properties listening to us out there this morning. And I myself, I mean, I had several investment rental properties and whatnot. And then along came a date called 2008, right? And all my properties dropped 50% in value literally overnight. Let me ask you a question, Adrian. Where are we at now in the real estate scheme of things? I mean, how can our listening audience out there take advantage of what's going on in real estate today?
Well, I think real estate's been making a comeback for a while, right? Like, it's been kind of quietly coming back. The California market's great. I mean, it might be a little overpriced right now, but you can get into I really like the Salt Lake, Utah market for multi-tenant because there's a lot of growing business, a lot of tech industry that's moving to the greater Salt Lake area, and millennials. And they seem to really like this urban style development where you have, you know, 3 or 4 story building of townhomes, and the bottom floor is a grocery store or laundromat or whatever it might be, so they can live and work and eat and play all in the same area. And
that's
then
nice.
They're
like
tending.
That's interesting that's you said that, because as you know, the CEO and founder of Easy Way Broadcasting and my good friend Eric Jay Zulli, I mean, he's like a millennial, right? And right now,
he's on top of it.
You know, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York advertising agencies are pulling their hair out right now trying to figure out how they're going to market to this generation called millennials. Let me ask you a question. How are these millennials and whatnot stacking up in that real estate industry? Are they looking to do what their parents did by flipping up and trading up, or is it going to be a changed game?
No, they're just looking to get in. They're just looking to buy an entry-level house that's affordable. And so that's why you're seeing them in places like Salt Lake, Salt Lake City or Austin, Texas, near college towns. And they're buying townhomes and entry-level properties, and they're buying them in their 30s. So they have good credit.
What I shy away from, and I don't know, it's just to me, it's just a turnoff, is these HOAs. You mentioned Texas. I had Chicago, I had the Illinois, Florida, the Gulf Coast, and California. I looked at other states. I just had brokers looking at properties for me. And basically, I shied away from Texas because of the tax base is too high. I mean, a property down here, your tax base is 1%. You're paying $3,000 here for a $300,000 property. You're paying $6,000 there. Plus, they don't want me there. They don't want the California investors there. They want primary property buyers. Did you notice that? It's like, are you?
I don't know anybody selling 2 to 4 you. No, I'm not planning to move there. I've thought about Austin, and I've also just getting out of California because of the tax basis.
Well, not you. I meant that's what they would. That's what they would tell me. They would ask, "Are you planning on moving here?" Because they basically didn't want California buyers there. And it's like, okay,
yeah. What are you? Buying like something large? Like
I was buying
20 plus units.
Buying single family homes, and then I realized that you got to go into units because it's too difficult owning too many properties. And what Frank mentioned was, boy, we all got hit in the gut with that 08 deal. I mean, you're talking
about
you
didn't get
like
hit in 08
properties. Boy, that's a big loss. And California
did
do a comeback, but who knows if it's going to roll around again like that. I don't know.
Aren't you doing something arrogant and arbitrage and whatnot in real estate where you're kind of doing a leverage principle? You and I had a conversation about that. Why don't you tell us about that? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that, risk-reward, right, being what it is today, they'd love to be able to leverage into something where they can get a rate of return.
Big time.
Well, we're doing a big value add. So what we're doing is coming in and working with the city, finding areas that are old and dilapidated, and there used to be an old steel mill in this one of our locations. And so, the value of the dirt, even with a property on it, is like $1.2 million. We rezone it for what California would be considered like R2 or R3. So you can build, instead of one warehouse on 2 acres or 1 acre, you can build like 15 units per acre. So we buy 2 acres, 30-something units. But property, like in the last 6 months, we saw property values for a 2-bed, 2-bath, 1600 square foot townhome went from $289 a unit to as high as $450. And so when we rezone the property from light industrial to multi-tenant, and we can put 32 units on the same property, we increase the value from $1.2 million to $6 million immediately. So we're adding value.
Aaron, we got a client. His name is Rodney Brown, I believe, right, Jim, in Easy Way?
Yeah.
And he's rehabbing dilapidated buildings in L.A.
Right.
for the homeless. Would that be a good connection to you, Adrian?
Sure. I mean, I'll always take a look at a good deal.
So what I noticed, you're talking about like Detroit properties and the old areas that shut down their mills, and they're just falling to the wind and just a ghost town.
Mm.
This is the kind of stuff that it's like the
well, they're
the
like right on the edge. You're looking for stuff that's right on the edge of a booming community. Like we bought in Salt Lake in an area called Riverton. which has million-dollar homes, but they just happen to have an old steel mill that was torn down and, you know, chain-link fence around it and having a homeless problem. And so when we, you know, showed the city our previous projects and urban developments and stuff, they were more than happy to let us go ahead and gentrify that neighborhood.
Like in Chicago, they had these old areas, these kind of like ghetto areas, the streets and all that. Two flats, three flats, and they go and they refurbish them.
They're almost like ground zones.
Gut them out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and they're million-dollar townhomes now. Amazing. And
yeah,
Adrian, you're a newfound Easy Way member, right?
Yeah.
So
how do you
like
I met up with
Way
Eric.
Experience?
So far, it's been good. The network of people to help me out with that. I suck at social media. I just am terrible. I mean, I just recently got into Facebook and all this stuff. And so I'm getting a lot of help from Eric on that forefront. So marketing myself properly and letting people know what I'm doing so they could be a part of it.
Eric, get you. He'll get you back on track.
Eric's ahead. Eric's way ahead of the curve when it comes to anything that's online, like whether it's cryptocurrency or Facebook or, I mean, he just sent me something on a messenger this morning that I was shocked by. I sent out to a bunch of people. You know,
can I get you to give us a quote for Easy Way Business? What you just said about Eric.
Which part?
All of it. I need that as a quote, my friend.
Yeah, sure. You can quote me. Eric's a trendsetter when it comes to social media or anything online, whether it's cryptocurrency or Facebook. I mean, he knows what's going on in that realm.
I've been in meetings with tech people, and these are big people. They own places in Beverly Hills and they sit there when Eric's done talking, and they're just, you know, they're just sitting there with their jaw dropped. Like, why
well,
don't
talk
you
talk
fast,
too, so you got to keep up.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, Adrian. You've heard of SEO, right? Search engine optimization. You've heard of SMO, which is social media optimization. Eric and I are about to launch BMO, which stands for business to media optimization.
Right.
This is going to be incredible. Hooking businesses into the media world. Nobody's doing that, Adrian.
Yeah, I know. You guys were telling me about that. It sounds like a business in a box for social media.
Oh,
you got it.
Yeah. And that's so what's going on now? Where are you heading now? You're talking about the Utah thing. Is that's the basically your prime directive right now is the Utah properties?
It's got the most of my attention right now because they're feeling the greatest amount of appreciation, or the property values are just, we're in some markets where the property values are jumping really high. But there's some more conservative stuff that I like on the East Coast, in like Atlanta, Georgia, with multi-tenant industrial. Like there's a lot of small internet companies that are popping up over in that area, and so these small incubator properties are like industrial parks, and those are great. And
you really
cover
the country. You really you know, have your tentacles out everywhere. You know, one side to the other. That's interesting.
Well, you got to find the areas where stuff's happening. I guess kind of like Eric does with the social media. I'm constantly talking to realtors and brokers and funds and things like that, and finding out where they're buying, why they're buying, kind of what the strategy is. And everybody's looking for the highest cap rate, right? So
you just compare cap rates
for different products. Like you can
get
a 7 to 8 cap.
That's what I did years ago. I would just have brokers in like 6 states, and they would be calling me up. This is what's hot. This is what's in. And for the baby boomers, around a college, around a golf course, you know, some kind of view. They like all that stuff. But anyway, Adrian, thanks for coming on. And we'd like to have you back again. We're going to be doing a lot of business together. And I love what you do. It's really interesting. And it's, you know, it gives insight. And people need that. It gives them, gets them some thought. Hey, I can do something else, especially for the baby boomers, you know.
Yeah. They just need options. They know what they want. You know, you just need to give them the options so that they can take advantage of the opportunities that are out there that they don't know about yet.
Exactly, exactly. But anyway, thanks again. It's time to move along for Miss Carmelita and Carmelita's Corner. And Adrian will be talking. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right.
Take care, Adrian. Bye-bye.
Looking to grow
Bye.
And align
Bye.
Your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
All right now, are you ready for today? I am. I've got a great guest coming my way. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Carmelita's Corner. Dr. Glam, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carmelita. How you doing, darling?
I'm excited to have you on the show.
I am so excited to be a part of your show, Carmelita, and I loved your performance at Margaret at the event this last weekend. No, last Monday. It was your voice is amazing.
Oh, thank you. I do enjoy performing. It's part of my DNA, I guess. Last night we had so much fun at the Cafe de la Vita. It's a new spot where I've been performing now. The owner there has been there for some time and has developed an entertainment crowd. So I was happy to see H.B. Barnum the last time I performed there, and I was hoping he'd come back. But, you know, life doesn't always give us what we're looking for. He was involved in putting together a funeral yesterday, so he couldn't do it. But
mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll make it the next time.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll make it to your next performance.
Yes. That would be wonderful. I think you'll have a lot of fun. We have great talent. I'm so happy to be surrounded with wonderful talent. The band itself is amazing. Charlie Harrison's trio, and anyway, I feel like family with everybody that's part of it. It's really a great group.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about glam.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, I started my Arm Cosmetics It started in 2001, and it's been such a journey. And my makeup line is 100% all organic. It's all mineral, all ages, all ethnicities. And I've always wanted to create a makeup line since I was real young, you know, something that was for all ethnicities and all ages, you know. And I used to work for different companies like MAC and Estee Lauder back in the day, you know, back when I was a lot more, you know, learning the technique of makeup. And I just love my makeup line. And I've had the privilege of working with a lot of people in entertainment. So such as Margaret O'Brien, you know, Joan Collins, Paul Anka, Cher, Lady Gaga, Joan Rivers, late Joan Rivers, and it goes on and on. And also, you know, George Chakiris, he was an Academy Award winner for West Side Story, you know. So, yeah.
I see something of a post about you with Mariah Carey. Is she one of your clients?
Well, the thing is that Mariah Carey, basically, I have been a big fan of hers since 1991. And I've gotten to know her on a personal level as a fan. And I was able to give her, you know, she loves makeup, and I was able to give her some of my makeup. And my whole makeup line is all, my whole logo is butterflies. You know, I love butterflies, right, Carmelita? So every piece
you
of my
and
makeup
I
has,
both, I love butterflies too.
Yes, butterflies to me means transformation, and that's my thing. I love doing transformations, and I love working with women and men as well that have, like, because myself, I was bullied since the age of 4. You know, I'm gay. I'm 41 now. I've been bullied since the age of 4 and mentally, physically bullied. And so my thing is, I'm 41 now, Carmelita, and my goal is the reason why I created Dr. Glam is because anybody that can relate to going to a hairdresser, you know, and that's why I want to make my clear is that I'm not a doctor, but I'm a doctor of beauty, you know, Carmelita. And I like to make women and men feel good, all ages, about themselves. You know, I listen. A lot of times they want to just hear themselves speak, like Carmelita, and I just don't give my judgment. I'm just there to make sure that they get the love and attention they need to feel good about themselves on the outside. And on the inside, they leave that I did my job. But like I said, I also created the Dr. Glam Factory, which is a place that is basically, I'm not sure if you ever watched The Steel Magnolias with Dolly Parton and Sally Fields. I grew up in Hanford, California. My mom had her own salon, mostly agriculture, all dairies, a lot of farming. A lot of our butter and dairy and, you know, our agriculture is in Tulare County, you know. So anyways, make a long story short, I wanted to create the Robert Moran Dr. Glam. They call me Dr. Glam in Beverly Hills. I also work for a magazine called the Beverly Hills Times Magazine, and I'm editorial director of the Entertainment, Beauty, and Style. And I'm also with a Fashion Conscious magazine, which I'm sure you know who Valeria is. She's like a fashion icon that works with everything with organic and, like, fashion, recycled materials kind of thing. And, you know, she put on some really amazing shows in the past. I've worked with a lot of the older legendary Hollywood, the younger, and also reality TV as well, you know. And I kind of fell into all of this. My whole dream was to move to Hollywood to work with celebrities, and I made it happen with God's help, you know. And a lot of, you know, everything I've done has been worked for, you know. Nothing's ever been given to me. It's all been through my proven talent of doing hair and makeup, because I do, like I said, hair, makeup, extensions. I do styling. I do the complete package when it comes to anybody that wants anything with glam. I'm the man.
Yeah, that sounds good. And that's very impressive. I was looking at your Facebook page, and people, you can reach Dr. Glam by going to the Facebook page. Can you give us that?
If you want to reach me and book an appointment, you can go to Facebook, and it's under RM Cosmetics. It's my makeup line, and you can check out my work. You can also push a button, and you can call me directly to Dr. Glam, and I'll prescribe you your glam. You know, if you need any hair services, color corrections. I work with a lot of different ethnicities. African American are the women I love. I'm Hispanic, but I love working with African American type of women because, I do a lot of hair therapy. Like, for instance, one of my clients, her two daughters were really sick, and she lost all of her hair, and completely was going bald in the back, and I've had before and afters, but within 6 months, I have a Dr. Glam keratin treatment, which helps the hair grow, any breakage, any hair that's been, especially, with Carmelita, with African-American kind of hair, it's very delicate hair, right, Carmelita? So if there's a lot of wear and tear on the hair, it makes it to be to where the hair is damaged, So basically, I love helping hair. I love hair therapy. I'm all about organic, So if anybody wants to contact me, they can go into, like I said, my Facebook at mm-hmm. Arm Cosmetics, and also my telephone number. I'll give it to everybody if they would like it. It's 1-559-308-6780, and then my email is Mariah's Robert, like Mariah Carey. It's MARIAHS Robert, ROBERT at yahoo.com. And I answer everybody's requests, anybody's glam prescriptions, which I can prescribe. Or I have two locations where you can purchase my makeup at in Visalia, California. And I have my Dr. Glam factory in Visalia, California. And then I have my Dr. Glam on the road, which I travel within Beverly Hills, up to New York, Las Vegas. I go up to Miami. But I actually created this Dr. Glam on Wheels, where I go and I bring all of my glam to you to cover your home,
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You give a full service.
Full service, yeah. And I also... I do a lot of charity work as well. I'm very involved with I'm on the board and the committee for Miss Clary County, which is their hometown, which I donate all my makeup to girls that are competing for, for scholarship for college, and then they actually go in to go for Miss California, or Miss California or Miss Universe, But my client, Miss California, is Jessica Carmack. She's Miss California 2017, and she was one of my clients I did my hair and makeup on as well. And she loves my makeup. And like I said, there's a lot of makeup lines out there, but I'm very passionate about my makeup line that it's, like I said, it's for all ethnicities, all ages, as well as we went to the event, Carmelita, where I ran to you, where you sang so gorgeously at Margaret O'Brien's event and Randy, and Margaret loves my makeup so well that we're considering collaborating and have it called the Margaret O'Brien Collection by Arm Cosmetics, because there's no makeup out there, Carmelita, that is for women or men of mature age,
Well, she's amazing. I mean, she is timeless.
Exactly.
And a very dear friend. I was just talking about on one of the last shows how loyal she is. Lord Randall invited her over to our home, and
mm-hmm.
I noticed that she was limping up these stairs, and it's because
yeah.
she sprung her knee, and Randall said me, he says, well, Margaret didn't want to disappoint you, so she came to
yeah.
dinner in that condition, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she should be in the emergency ward. And she's
she's
just
me.
So
yeah.
loyal.
Well,
amazing.
When she came to the event at Sportsman's Lodge, where you had performed and sang it, she walked in and she was limping, poor baby, and she was just so, I have to have surgery, but she's putting it off because when you have to have surgery, that puts you out. And she's so
yeah.
popular now. She's doing movie stuff. She's doing voice. She's traveling, appearances. And guess what, Carmelita? My father has dementia and sundowners. And she's coming down to my hometown of Visalia, California, which is 3.5 hours away. And to come and do a charity event with the Alzheimer's dementia, because there's no place in Tulare County where the support group for people that are like my dad, that a caregiver or a support group, basically. So Margaret had given me her word that she's going to come down for a meet and greet and a dinner gala, and she's a really good friend and she's very loyal. Her and Randall you know, they could have picked any kind of makeup line probably to come to, you know, partake in there. And she promised me, you know, I'm going to have you come and talk about your makeup line. I gave some really amazing gift bags, as you've seen those gift bags, you know, I gave.
Oh, yes.
From the goodness of my heart. To donate
right.
From the
tell the audience about the gift bags that you gave for the raffle.
I had given for the raffle for the their organization, and their organization is for the motion pictures, and it's been out for a long time. How come? Like, and
over 81 years, and
over,
you know, they
81 years
mm-hmm, at
yes,
least,
and they at least, and they honor everybody from like every legend out there, from like I Love Lucy to like people of that era to people of like different generations of the television and movie. And like I got to meet what's her name, Tippi Hedren.
Tippi Hedren, she's another icon.
Tippi Hedren, she was
yes,
there,
she's
she
amazing.
Books.
You and she's so beautiful. She still looks great.
So beautiful. She's so beautiful. I mean, I met so many legends, and just anyways. But like I said, I had given four amazingly gift bags. One of them was a gift bag valued at $1,000, which had all my makeup line in it. It had two
mm-hmm,
pair of earrings, which I really amazingly love, and a pair of earrings that the late Joan Rivers had given to me at Jennifer Lopez did this star at the W Hollywood, and Joan Rivers, of course, came and interviewed her, right? And there's earrings I had my eye on for many, many years,
mm-hmm,
and she had given to me as a gift, and I do miss Joan Rivers. You know, she was an icon, a comedic icon, very, very popular, you know, and I truly do miss her. But
you
like
know,
saying,
I introduced the Pink Lady. You've got to meet the Pink Lady. She's amazing. She's 85 years young. She's got a musical out right now.
Yeah,
I introduced her to Joan Collins when Joan was over at the Catalinas. I said, you know, the Pink Lady, you and her remind me so much of each other. And so I actually had the opportunity to get them together, and I was just so happy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, the Pink Lady has such a wonderful presence. You know, when she walks in the room,
exactly,
it just lights up, you know.
Well, I met her for the first time at that at the event you sang at,
mm-hmm,
and you helped host that. And she's really nice. She actually invited me to her pink house.
Oh, that's something
to
see, and it's been on television too.
Yes,
it is something
to
see.
Yes, she invited me to her house, and she wants me to show her how to do her eyelashes, because she always wanted to learn how to do her eyelashes, you know. And I said, well, of course I would love to come to your pink home, you know. But,
for sure.
But like I said, I'm 41 years old now, Carmelita, and I love what I do. I love helping people, and I love giving back to my community.
On that note, I think it's just about time for us to sign off. And I do appreciate what you're doing. And also, I would like to put you together with Marlena Martin. She is my mentor now. Because of her, she is the creator of the Women of Achievement Beauty Pageant. And also herself was in a been involved with the Miss America contest in Nevada and so on. And believe it or not, at my stage of the game, They actually gave me an extra year because they couldn't find anybody my age. I mean, let's be frank. But I am Ms. Elegance USA International Woman of Achievement. I won that title on the Queen Mary 2016 for 2017,
oh, wow,
and they extended it to 2018. So I'm still pinching myself because, first of all, to even be nominated, you know,
I
it was hard to believe that. And then they could have knocked me over with a feather when I actually won the title.
Well, your voice is of an angel. I'm telling you, you sing gorgeously. And I would love to maybe in February when Margaret comes for that legendary dinner gala, maybe that you can come down and give us a performance if you're not too busy, you know, or, you know.
Well, we can talk about it.
Yeah. Or talk about that. But I would love to come to your show. And for sure, you know, taking care of two parents that are not well is not easy, but I would have been there if I was in town, but let me know for sure, and I'll definitely bring my support and people that I would definitely love to come see you.
Oh, well, I was really happy that, you know, there were people that ventured out as far as Orange County and so forth that gave me a nice showing last night, that gave me a lot of love, and that makes me feel really good, and that I was able to make them all happy. People left with a smile on their face. That is a great reward.
Okay.
So.
But thank you so much for the opportunity, and I really appreciate you for this time.
Okay. No. All right. So until next time, Dr. Glam.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless everybody. Have a good day.
Hello.
Jim, are you there? Hello?
Hi, Dr. Glenn. Hello?
Carmelita, is that you? This is Frank.